Chapter 3. A Victim is Named. Bailey was back in the safety of enclosure. Daniil's face wavered before his eyes, and it was splotched with dark spots that turned to red when he blinked. Bailey said,
"What happened?"
"I regret," said Daniil, "that you have suffered from harm despite my presence. The direct rays of the sun are damaging to the human eye, but I believe that the damage from the short exposure you suffered will not be permanent. When you looked up, I was forced to pull you down and you lost consciousness."
Bailey grimaced. That left the question open as to whether he had fainted out of overexcitement, or fright, or had been knocked unconscious. He felt his jaw and head and found no pain. He forbore asking the question direct. In a way, he didn't want to know. He said,
"It wasn't so bad."
"From your reactions, partner Elijah, I should judge you had found it unpleasant."
"Not at all," said Bailey stubbornly. The splotches before his eyes were fading, and they weren't tearing so.
"I'm only sorry I saw so little. We were moving too fast. Did we pass a robot?"
"We passed a number of them. We are traveling across the Kinbald Estate, which is given over to fruit orchards."
"I'll have to try again," said Bailey.
"You must not, in my presence," said Daniil. "Meanwhile, I have done as you requested."
"As I requested?"
"You will remember, partner Elijah, that before you ordered the driver to lower the top of the car, you had ordered me to ask the driver how close in miles we were to destination. We are 10 miles away now, and shall be there in some 6 minutes."
Bailey felt the impulse to ask Daniil if he were angry at having been outwitted,